This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's get back to the Browns here in a little bit. We'll take a break for a second. I do want to talk about the Guardians, and then Mike Florio is going to join us at 1 o'clock, so we'll do both those things. So, Jeff, over the last couple of days, the Guardians, I mean, as much as the Cavaliers have been able to blow teams out on the basketball floor, it's been the opposite for the Guardians, who have struggled over the last couple of days here.
Yes.
Just kind of your thoughts on what's going on with the Guardians.
They lose 11-1 yesterday. They've allowed 31 runs in a three-game losing streak. And, okay, you have that. Doug Nikhazy pitched the first game there, and you know he came up and was getting a chance, and I'm sure he'll be better. Logan Allen pitched one of those games. Okay, that might be a little concerning. Gavin Williams pitched last night. Okay, a little concerning. You want the starting pitching on this team to be one of the key things, because you know the offense is going to struggle a little bit. And when you allow 31 runs in three games with this offense, you're in trouble. And that's okay. It's only three games. You can bounce back. But there are just little signs that point to, is that a problem? And I think the starting pitching is a slight problem, because I don't think you have enough guys who are, yep, you got that locked up. And I'd say Gavin Williams is one of them, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had trouble last night. You're going to have trouble. That's going to happen from time to time. I'm not concerned about Gavin Williams. I'm not concerned about Tanner Bibee, even though Tanner's had a couple of starts this year that weren't typical Tanner. That's okay. That's going to happen. Everybody else in the rotation, I'm a little concerned about. Luis Ortiz has had a couple of moments that were really good, a couple that weren't. Nikhazy gets another chance, I'm sure. Logan Allen, keep going. Ben Lively seems solid, if not, a little unspectacular. But that's okay. Give your team a chance to win the ballgame. That, to me, is the entire job of the starting pitcher. And the last three games, that hasn't happened.
The bullpen yesterday obviously has to be concerning, too. I mean, yesterday you gave up, seven runs out of the bullpen. You're right. I think the hard part was I was getting excited last week when they had a half-game lead in the Central.
Now they're 2.5
back. It's early in the season, and you're still trying to figure out how this is all going to play out. Ramirez ends up getting moved back from the two hole to the three hole.
I like it.
Yeah. Nolan Jones is hitting .179, so that might
not
be
going. But he's hitting a little better.
Yeah. And then the other thing, too, is that, how good is Boston going to be at the end of the year? The Yankees are going to be good, so you can kind of live with that. But, you look back over the last couple of days and you kind of find yourself saying, I wonder where this thing's going. I mean, they still are over .500. So, I mean, there's a lot of positive things going on here. But by the same token, I think it's scary when you give up 24 runs in the last two games. And I think that's where the concern is. Plus, they gave up 17 hits yesterday. Ouch.
Yeah, that's an issue.
I don't know. What's fixable? What's correctable? And what are you in for on the long haul?
One thing I thought was interesting. And I get it completely in the short term. Joey Cantillo was sent down to AAA because Joey had just bailed him out on the in the game against Boston. He came in and pitched and went deep. He threw 55 pitches. So he was going to be unavailable. And, you know, the bullpen's been used a lot. They needed an arm yesterday, so they brought one up. I wonder, Cantillo's been really good in relief. Okay. Has he found his niche? Or is he a starter in waiting? And my hope is he's a starter in waiting. Stephen Vogt had some comments about it. And he said, never fun to send someone like Joey out, been throwing the ball really well. It's just where we're at. Joey understood, didn't like it, understood, said, I'll stay ready. And then Stephen added, haven't closed the book on Joey being a starter again at any point. But for where we are right now in the season, Joey's really valuable in the role that he's been playing for us. You know what?
Are you stretching him out then?
Well, it doesn't sound like it. But to me, what's more valuable? A guy who is going to go out every fifth day and give your team a chance to win, or a guy you bring in from the bullpen to throw an inning or two? To me, it's a guy who goes out and gives you a chance to win every fifth day, if Cantillo can do that. And so I'm still locked into the idea that this guy's a starter, and that if you sent him down, and it doesn't sound like this is the plan. It sounds like he threw 55 pitches on Sunday. That's the end of the story. We needed an arm, and Joey will be back here quick. And Vogt said that. You know, it's not going to be long till he's back. And I'm sure as soon as he's able to come back, they're going to bring him back. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would you send out a guy who was pitching well? You shouldn't do that. But if you continue to have some issues with some of your starters, I mean, if Nick Casey gets another start and doesn't go well, you're looking for a fifth starter. Why not Cantillo? I'd make it Cantillo and see if you have something there. And I mean something not just like short term, but okay, here's an arm for our rotation. Done.
The other question I come into that I kind of question here too is, you know, you're giving up big runs, but you can't hide behind the offense kind of stalling out here too. I mean, you're looking at what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the last games they've had four runs once. Otherwise, it's less than four. And 1, 2, 3, twice, three times once they came up. Well, three out of the last couple games there. So, I mean, they're not putting up heavy runs. You're not getting five run performances. You're getting maybe 5, 6 a little bit there. And they were on the swing there when they played Pittsburgh. Like, the offense was moving, but ever since then, it's kind of stumbled out a little bit. Not enough to give you enough runs to win games other than Boston 5-4.
Well, and we know why, right? Because the offense isn't good. It's that simple.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They don't have a plethora of big-time hitters right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll find some. Maybe there are some guys developing. Travis Bazzana, on the way, baby. Let's find out.
Is he?
Well, at some point.
It's going to be a while, though, right?
Yeah, well, I think so. But, you know, when he's ready, hopefully he's a bat that changes the dynamic of things a little bit.
Dan, more concerned about the offense or the defense for the Guardians right now?
The offense. I mean, the offense has continued to be a concern since, I don't know, when did Moses Cleaveland get here?
He was in the 1700s.
Except for that brief 90s area.
Little did he know he spelled his own name wrong.
Yeah. So. That brief 90s area, that was the hiccup in between. that's just kind of how this team is going to go. It's going to be peaks and valleys, and the questions will always be, can the catchers give you something? Can shortstop give you something? Can center field give you something? Because you know the top three guys in the order are going to look good. Carlos Santana has struggled a little bit, always struggles in April. It's kind of the way it goes. It'll, man's a metronome. We'll see what it looks like from there. And Manzardo's hitting the cover off the ball. Keep letting him hit. Just keep letting him hit. But the question is always going to be the offense.
Manzardo's like, hitting 212.
Yeah, but at least when he hits it, it goes far, which is something we can't say about a lot.
When he does hit, it is exciting.
I like him, but I'd like to see him hit it a little more frequently. He had that bad stretch that killed his average, and he's on the way back up. So I just keep giving that kid at-bats. You know, for instance, Carlos has 100 at-bats, and Manzardo has 15 fewer. Can we flip that, please? I mean, yeah. I leave him in the lineup. Just play him.
Question for the two of you that I was kind of kicking around.
Mm-hmm.
We're a month in the season. Have we learned anything about this ball club?
Yeah. We learned that last year, somehow they surprised us and did some really good things and had a really competitive team. And then we thought, all right, wait a minute. What did they do to this team to make it better in the offseason? And I don't know that we saw a lot that we thought made them better, but I know I trusted them to think that they're going to put a competitive team on the field. They've done that. I don't know that they're better than last year, though.
Didn't we ask that same question a year ago,
and
then all of a sudden they surprised us?
I don't think their offense is as good, and I don't think their pitching is as good. We'll see if Shane Bieber comes back and is able to be close to what he was. That will help, and I think they've got to find another starter. And I mean, they have some arms in AAA, but whenever you call up an arm from AAA, what are you doing? You're keeping your fingers crossed, right?
The way I kind of view things with this team right now is I feel like they're a 500 team, and are they going to be able to, like, my fear is moments like now. You've dropped three in a row. You lost the game to a team that's also in the AL Central, where you've been playing really well against. I mean, you took care of Chicago and Detroit. I mean, you know, look, these are teams that they're double wins, you know, when you're able to get those. Kansas City's been good. What are they, 4-2 against Kansas City? And when I'm talking about Detroit coming up down the road, not exactly right now. And I worry about moments in a season like right now. Like, you can't, how far can you skid? How long can you go on a losing streak? Because that's, you're going to spend the rest of the year trying to make it up. And it gets harder when you lose to Minnesota, you know, when you lose to teams in the AL Central to try to dig your way back up the mountain to try to get back to the top. That's like last year, they were able to take care of business when it came down to the Central, right? So if you look at this valley instead of a peak, you've lost two to Boston, and you've lost one to Minnesota. What's going to happen in these next three games? And again, you just want to get in there, like in a four-game series here, you want to split. You just need to split, even if you're at home. That's all. So I think that's how you're able to kind of, I don't know, project what's going to happen in the rest of the year. We're in a valley right now, and how are they going to get out of it? And we'll see. I mean, Bybee's on the hill tonight, so we'll have a better understanding.
Come on, Tanner.
So so the concern level is at a what, then, for both of you guys?
Zero.
Too early to be concerned at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm like a one. It's April, and you've done what you needed to do in April, which is tread water. I mean, to use the old baseball adage that everyone has used forever, you can't make the playoffs in April, but you sure as heck can lose a shot to make the playoffs in April. And they haven't lost their shot.
Any concern that the Tigers are playing decent baseball? I don't see anybody running away with this division. But if there's a team that could get hot and do it, maybe it's Detroit, could get out to a big lead.
If they fix Torkelson, look out.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that lineup gets a lot some
pitching,
longer.
And they have some pitching, too. And
Riley Green is legit, and Kerry Carpenter is legit on top of it. That was the big question, is if Torkelson was a flop, then they were in rough shape. And it seems like second half Torkelson is legit, and that's the guy you're watching right now.
I don't know. Is 18 and 11 a projector of what the rest of the season is going to look like, where the Guardians are going to sit at 15, 13, 500, right? 621 versus 536. So We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. All right, I'm going to come back. We're going to talk to Mike Florio a little bit later in the show. We're going to get back into the Browns. Also, I don't know, it might sound like old man radio when we come back, but something that we've noticed over the last couple of years that might be a little aggravating to some of you out on the road. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.